This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Bayer. The executive of the U.S. Grains Council says when trade works, the world wins. I'll talk about it after this. Planting time has arrived, and that brings its own challenges. Iowa State University Extension Farm Management Specialist Steve Johnson offers some key advice to help you seek success for the new crop year.
Focusing on the controllable factors, I think a lot of farmers are distracted as we get into 2018. And that'll be true of the planting season. We don't know about the farm bill. We don't know about trade, the tariff issues. We've seen much higher crop prices, especially in late February and March, that hopefully we rewarded. I think staying focused on those controllable factors, especially during planting, in this early planting season, is going to be critical. Again, I'm an ultimate optimist. I think the opportunities are going to be out there in agriculture in 2018, but we're going to have to manage risk in a different type of way. Again, focus on 2018, controlling the crop controllables.
Keith's focus on the controllables includes your risk management plan, as well as your time management during this peak season, and of course, maintaining your focus on a safe planting season. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. For more than 30 years, I've known the man who is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Grains Council, Tom Slate. In fact, I believe it was 35 years ago this year that Tom and I first traveled together on an international trip aimed at selling overseas more of what we grow here on our farms. The Grains Council has been doing this for something like 60 years. And Tom points out, amid all of this uncertainty over our trade with China, the nervousness of farmers and traders and others about what is going on in this trade war, he says the council has operated in this tense trade environment for several years, facing policy challenges from China on most of the products that the Grains Council promotes, things like corn and distillers' grains, ethanol and sorghum. He says that the Grains Council, they've had to constantly engage their members and industry leaders, fighting back with international law and the processes that have been outlined through the rules of the World Trade Organization. He says they've also had their global staff out there to develop new markets around the world. And he says that they have been able to develop new and long-term demand in places like Southeast Asia, North Africa, the Western Hemisphere, and traditionally favorable trading partners like Mexico, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Colombia. Tom made an interesting point. He says, watching the news over the past few days, anyone could think trade policy always moves this quickly. But in truth, he says his members have been working to build markets indeed for nearly 60 years, steadied with the belief that hard-won progress in trade is vital to the prosperity of the world's economy and to our American farmers. I'll be back after this.